Oh, what the shit broke for a second.
Unfocused.
That's right, we're back with another episode of Unfocused.
That's right, I'm T.
I'm AJ Twist.
And it's episode 266, Pokemon 266. This is the Silicoon episode, and wouldn't you guess it? It's the cocoon Pokemon. Oh, I was gonna see if you got it. You got it, man. You're ready for it.
All right. Like, what else was it gonna be?
This is our nerd podcast, you know? We talk about video games, anime, comics, movies, etc.
Yeah, all that good stuff. And then, we usually like to start the show by telling you that we're live on twitch.tv/closing28. Or maybe you're watching this afterwards on the YouTubes, youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
Yep.
That's it for now, really.
Yeah.
And then, we started the show with some fun focus weeks, letting you know what we've been up to in terms of nerd stuff.
And what have you been up to in terms of nerd stuff, AJ?
So I finally read my Sonic comics. It's been months since I've had them, and I finally read them.
You read them all?
I had three issues, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I read all those issues. 25, 26, and 27, I believe, is what I read. 25 was fucking thick. I was like, this shit's not done yet? Oh, shit. But it's like the 25th one is a special number, you know, I figured it was thicker for that reason.
I believe in comics they call those annual editions, right?
Perhaps.
When they're thick for a special reason.
Like, yeah. Well, I remember back for Archie, the 25th one was fucking dope because that was Sonic versus Metal Sonic.
Oh, shit.
And some of the covers were actually like foil covers. I never got to see those.
Damn, sounds dope.
Yeah, I know. I've never actually seen one in real life thinking about it now. But I knew that much about it. So 25 wasn't anything special like that, but it was a little bit thicker. So maybe that was a way to kind of commemorate like the 25th issue. And then, that shit's getting crazy. And the whole like arc right now that's going on is that there's this metallic virus that's going on that Dr. Robotnik made. And it's fucking like spreading like crazy. And so, like, just reading that right now is kind of weird.
Bad
to read.
Timing, huh?
Yeah. It's been an arc that's been going on for months now, for like almost a year now. And, like, it's kind of almost like happening right now, too. And then people are like having like to make sacrifices to themselves and shit like that. It's fucking crazy. Huh. But yeah, it's wild right now. Chaos Emeralds are coming into play right now, too, which is crazy. So they're on the mission to collect the Emeralds, so hopefully stop this thing, which is crazy. That's how bad it's gotten.
Yeah, I just gotta use a Chaos Emerald just to stop, just fucking stop it.
Yeah, to hopefully stop
it. Where's our Chaos Emeralds?
Right. Also, last week I was talking about how my Nintendo Switch, how my left, I'm not even sure if I ever said which one it was, but my left Joy-Con stick was drifting to the left.
Yeah, you mentioned it.
Yeah,
you just got it.
Which fucking ridiculous. So yeah, the next day I ordered a new pair and I got them in the mail. I think I got them like Saturday or Sunday. I think Sunday I actually replaced it. Or maybe it was Monday. I don't know. I replaced this just the other day. But yeah, they come in these little packages. And that's one good one. And here's the bad one. Here's the corporate right here. So yeah, I took out this one and I popped in a new one. It's working good now. But the fact that I have to go and do that, though. And I have a backup.
You just got it. You just got it.
Yeah, I know. Here's a backup in case I have to do it again. I actually went ahead and just opened this shit all the way, too. I actually took off this metal coating and all that. And got to see the inner workings of the stick. Which is interesting. I don't know. I just found it interesting this way this works. But I don't see how contacts were like fucking up. There was a bent contact in here though. I wonder if that has anything to do with it. But
huh,
I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah, there was one like all every. There's like four contacts in there, and one of them, out of the four, looked bent. So I was like, that's weird. But I kind of want to use this for something else because there's contact leads on this. So maybe I can, I don't know, hack it into something else.
Tai Chi's asking, I thought the new release fixed the drift, which we mentioned last week that it just happened again eventually. It wore down. What color was your Switch box? Why does that matter?
Oh, well, mine's an older Switch. And I don't remember what color that box was because I've had this for what? Maybe 2 years now? Maybe a year and a half? I think 2 years now probably is how long I've had it. And they probably fixed the issue, but I've never bought a new Joy-Con. These are the same Joy-Cons that I've had since the beginning, and it's the first wave of Switches. So, maybe it is fixed in newer versions. Maybe I should just buy a new pair of Joy-Cons. They're fucking $80 though.
Jesus. Yeah, that's my problem, because I want new Joy-Cons too, and it's so expensive.
These, $5.
So, dude, you gotta buy like 10 of those before it even starts to come close.
Yeah, exactly. Not even, yeah, seriously. So that's where I'm at with that. It's working good right now. Let's see how long it lasts. If it goes out again and I do have to replace it with this other one, I'm just gonna go ahead and buy new ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else have you been up to in focus? Watch anything?
Yeah, actually. So last week, you ever heard of that Versus series?
Versus.
Yeah, Versus.
Like the card game?
Versus. No. No, it's a music like kappa, like one versus one type of thing.
No.
Where they get like rappers or like producers and they kind of just get on IG, on Instagram together.
Oh, that
live.
Shit that's been happening lately. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they kind of almost like kind of shit talk to each other and just kind of like play music against you. Like, oh, yeah, well, I did this track. Oh, yeah, well, yeah. I did this track, you know? And they kind of just one upping each other the whole way, just bringing up old shit.
DMX and Snoop Dogg, I saw that.
DMX and Snoop Dogg, yeah.
That's what you're going to talk about? Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Exactly right, yeah. Because I grew up listening to DMX and, of course, Snoop Dogg and shit like that, right?
D-O-double-G.
They never had a track together. That was one of my dreams, is to have them to have a track together. One
called,
of my other
called the Doghouse, you know?
Something like that, right? One of my other ones, though, was having, like, DMX and Eminem, and they actually did do a track.
Yeah, they've done a couple, I think, right?
Just one.
Just Go to Sleep?
Yeah, Just Go to Sleep is all I know, really, is all they did. But Snoop and DMX never did. Fucking Snoop got super close, though, because I know he did a track with Eve, who was Rough Riders.
Yeah.
And he was also on one of the Rough Rider compilation albums, too. He was on one track on there, too. And then he also had a couple of tracks with Swizz Beatz, too. I'm like, dude, just fucking
they
DMX
were,
now,
they,
dude.
They were running in the same circles. Like, it was all there.
Yeah. So that never happened. Also, I know one thing, too. It was like DMX. I think he was beefing with Corrupt. And Corrupt
yeah,
is,
that was bad.
West Coast. And, you know, Corrupt and Snoop are kind of cool and all that, so I figured maybe that's why they never did a track.
You know, I think that and also the whole West Coast, East Coast thing from before.
Yeah.
Probably no one wanted to touch that with a, you know, 39 and a half foot pole. You know, everyone's like, yeah. Okay, you know, let's just, like, not excite this beef anymore, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, when DMX started coming big, that was, like, in late 90s, right? And that whole East Coast, West Coast thing was, like, in the mid-90s.
Yeah, that was fresh.
Yeah.
Like, so everyone was
so
scared.
it was just barely calming down around that time, too. So that might have been a thing as well, maybe. So I don't know. It just never happened. But to see this have happened, I was like, I got to check out what this is going to be right here. I never watched any of these Versus series, so I was kind of – I didn't know what I was coming into. Mm-hmm. But it was fucking dope. It was just a feel-good time because it was just DMX and Snoop right there on camera with some mics. And they were just talking about some stuff, and, like, it was funny because when DMX would do a track, you know, they'll do, like, a verse or two from one of their tracks, and they're like, oh, yeah, you did this? Well, I did this, you know?
Oh,
and then, you know, what was cool, though, was that Snoop Dogg was like, oh, shit, this is my jam, like, for, like, every other track. And then some of the tracks, Snoop was back there just, like, ad-libbing the track and, like, fucking rapping along with DMX
and
DMX
stuff. Was a little surprised that Snoop knew the words to so much of this.
Yeah, he kind of was, actually. But also DMX was back there, too, you know, just bobbing his head. I think he actually did some ad-libs on a couple of Snoop's track, but he was waiting for one track for Snoop to do. I don't remember what the song was.
Murder Was the Case? Because I feel like DMX would like that shit.
It was something around that time, though, something a little older that I wasn't quite familiar with. That wasn't like a main hit radio track, but that happened. What was funny is there's a track that DMX had on his first album called Get At Me Dog. And
oh, I know what you're gonna, all right, go on. Yeah, tell me.
What Snoop said was apparently Snoop and DMX were like at the same club by some chance, and they were like kind of talking for a little bit, but then DMX had to go, and as he was leaving, Snoop was like, hey, get at me dog, and that kind of just stuck in DMX's head. And so, like, the next day or something, he was, like, writing a track, and that was just stuck in his head. Like, you know what? I'm going to use this as a fucking chorus for this track.
So fucking funny.
In a way, Snoop Dogg actually influenced DMX. And that was on his first album, which means that Snoop and D were actually cool, like, for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, even before DMX got big, which was I thought was crazy.
Oh, I didn't even think of it that way, but that's true.
Yeah. And then Snoop Dogg did, what's the name of that track called? With I think it was Corrupt and Nate Dogg. Fuck, what's the name of that track?
I don't know. Well, anyway.
I can't remember the name of the track. Man, I'm so mad that I don't know the name of it. But Mariah Carey did a remix of it with Missy Elliott.
I don't know that.
Fuck, I forgot the name of the track. I'm so mad that I don't know the name of the song right now. Anyways, he did that track, and after he did his verse in it, he said, all right, rest in peace, Nate Dogg, you know? And then DMX got up, he's like, all right, yeah, rest in peace, Nate Dogg, for sure, man. Also, recipes for Aaliyah, and then he dropped his Aaliyah DMX track from that Jet Li movie.
Oh, that's dope!
That was a cool connect right there.
That was a cool
connect. That was pretty dope. Oh, yeah, there's this 1.2 where someone in the back, they were like, I think Swiss Beats was actually there too, and they were shouting out how many viewers they had.
Yeah, someone was talking shit to Swiss Beats. I think it's DMX. He's like, man, stop trying to act like you're not in the video. He's here. He's right here. Yeah. He's Swiss Beats.
That was funny too. But they were like shouting out the numbers of viewers they had, and like, oh man, we're like at a million. He's like, the fuck? Like DMX was like, what the fuck do you mean we're at a million? I only see 10 like chatters right here, because you can only see a max of 10 at a time.
Oh.
I was like, DMX, he's stupid.
Well, he's not up on technology, man.
No, not really. And then he, at some point, like, he was like, if we reach like, you know, 1.5 million or some shit like that, you know, I'll take off my shirt. I think Snoop's like said that. Snoop said, I'll take off my shirt, you know, if that happens. And he's like, you gotta do that shit too, DMX. And he's like, nah, cause DMX actually put on a lot of weight. So he's like, nah, man, I don't wanna do that. And he's like, dude, he's like, Snoop, if we both take off our shirts, we're gonna look like the number 10. Because Snoop is fucking all slim and shit, and DMX kind of big now.
That's fucked up.
That shit was funny.
That's
but,
fucked up.
it was a good time though. There was like just cracking jokes here and there, and just dropping some just knowledge, and just saying like, yeah, that's how shit was back in the day, man. Just man, talking all types of stuff. It was crazy.
Did you notice that? That's when they were like starting to get into the freestyle realm. DMX is like, nah. He's like, I didn't even want to do this. Like, he starts talking about like, you guys talked me into this. I didn't even want to do this. Yeah. Okay, like, it was just so funny.
I've always known this. That DMX is not a freestyler. He is not a freestyler. He writes.
Yeah, AJ, actually, you always point this out. Yeah.
Yeah, and then whenever he freestyles, he usually recites something he's written, whether it be in an actual song that he's already did, or maybe just something
else that he had.
Yeah, that he's just never like, you know, spit before. So that's what he was doing too. And every time a track drop, he's like, you know, I wrote something for this one time. Let me see if I can recall it. And he would try to recall it and stuff like that. But Snoop can freestyle. Snoop is just funny. He's always good at just making that shit on the fly. But yeah, no, it was a good time just watching that shit. That shit kept me up all night, because as soon as it dropped, I went to go watch the re-recording of it. It was like almost like an hour and a half long. So I was just up like 2 a.m. watching that shit. Like, shit, I gotta go to sleep. I shouldn't be watching this right now. But it was a good time. So if you guys like DMX, Snoop Dogg, check that out, because it was dope. Oh, other thing we did this week too is played Primal Rage.
Oh yeah, that's right. You were playing Primal Rage.
Because we the guys and us, we put this thing together where we challenge each other to random games to get a stone from someone else that may have a stone, an Infinity Stone. And to defend it, you pick a game, any game you like, as long as it's a fighting game that you both can play, as long as you actually own the game too, of course. So Primal Rage was one that I have on PS2, on one of those Midway collections, but arcade sticks don't work on the PS2 the way I thought it was with the USB port, so I was like, shit, I need another way to play this. And I have emulator access, so I actually found the ROM for it and got the legit arcade version for it. So we played that. I got to play a little bit, practice a little bit, got to figure out how the game works, and now's the game I defended my stone with. And everyone challenged me. All four of y'all challenged me. I defended it all the way through, which is dope. So I'm kind of proud of myself with that. Primal Rage is fucking interesting, the way the commands work. Because you gotta, like in Street Fighter, in most fighting games, you gotta like, you do a direction and then a button at the same time and you'll get something. Or like in Street Fighter or any 2D fighter, you roll the stick a certain way, or maybe hold it one way and then bounce it the other way and then push a button. In Primal Rage, you gotta hold the button, maybe two buttons, and then do a direction. It was weird.
I didn't understand any of that when I was playing. I was just fucking spacing and using defensive fighting game shit.
Yeah. So that's kind of what you gotta do when you don't know what you're doing, is just kind of just do the basic, you know, like footsie stuff and all that, poking and all that. But to do any of the special moves, yeah, this is something weird. I didn't even know like a lot of them. But it was a good time playing that. While I was figuring out how to play the game, I came across Primal Rage 2, which if I know this is like an arcade game that exists, but only like one demo version exists. But the game was never officially released anywhere other than that one demo cabinet.
Really?
Mm-hmm. For Primal Rage 2.
Interesting.
And it actually exists, and I think you're allowed to play it somewhere in Chicago. There's some special arcade out in Chicago, and that's where it is right now. So if you want to go and check it out, you go there. But I think they somehow release a version online, because there were some combo videos and gameplay on YouTube for Primal Rage 2, and it was weird. And what's even more weird about the game itself is that the game is based off like dinosaurs and like huge gorillas, just fucking these tall ass King Kong size, you know, beasts fighting each other, right? And then you have these little people on the bottom. These are your followers that are, you can see them on the ground just following you, cheering for you and shit like that. In Primal Rage 2, though, you still get that. But now you can also, your dinosaur, your ape creature can transform into a human now, which is fucking weird. And they're a god all of a sudden. I don't know. It just looks weird. I didn't like it too much, just seeing. I haven't played it yet. Maybe it's a good gameplay, but I don't know. I think someone brought up too, like, oh, that's similar to Bloody Roar. I was like, oh shit, maybe that's where Bloody Roar got the idea, or maybe it's the same people. I don't know.
All right.
But anyways, that's what I've been doing.
All right, so other things in the focus week. I got to, what was the main thing? I was playing Splatoon, completed my another set of outfit I wanted to with a bunch of attack up damage. I was reading more of that Junji Ito horror comic called Uzumaki because I found out there's an anime for it for Adult Swim. We talked about it, I think, a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, I've been reading that manga some more. Otherwise, not much else.
Any more Secret Wars?
No, I'm already done with it, so that's the end of it.
Done?
Did I not talk about that last week?
You talked about it last week, but I don't know if you talked about finishing it.
Yeah, I'm all done with it. It's pretty nuts. It was like the best modern comic I've read in a while. So I was like, and it still has connections to the old Secret Wars, so I liked it for that.
That's cool.
It was a good book. It's the best portrayal of Doctor Doom I've ever seen. Like, I don't want to say too much more, so I don't ruin it. But it's a good book. What else? I think that's the main stuff. I started showing my girlfriend Eureka 7. It's an anime. Oh. Yeah, I love that anime. I haven't seen it again, and watching Outrage is the first episode, like, blew my mind, like, how much they're talking about in the very first episode that doesn't even get explained to, like, halfway through the series, and you're like...
That's always just a trip, right?
Yeah, like, they're just throwing shit at people, like, there's no way people know what the fuck they're talking about right now. They even mention things offhandedly, and I'm like, wow, that's crazy.
But Eureka 7 is actually one of DJ's favorite animes of all time too. I know
it's one of mine too. It's in my top 10.
I don't think I've seen it yet. Maybe we should check it out when you're done.
I got the whole series. Yeah, you should watch it. It's like Evangelion but a little bit less fucked up, but it's still equally heady and crazy. And I think you'll like it more too because it's more about like the group of people, and it's like the opposite of Evangelion, like how it's just about Shinji and how he's all alone. Eureka 7 is about a group of them and how they all stay together. You know, so it's pretty different.
That's interesting.
And another thing, I watched this new anime. It's actually I think I might have talked about it last week, but it's called God of High School.
You talked about it last week.
Yeah, it was a webtoon first and now it's an anime. I watched more of it, and dude, just the fighting animation is so sick. Like, it's crazy just to see something anime but like so different, and like it's produced by a Japanese company but we all know it's written by a Korean artist. So, like, and that kind of comes through in the writing and the style of it. It's just so different and unique. Like, so I've been really liking that. I think that's about it. Did I see any? I feel like I saw a pretty... Oh, I saw that movie Guns Akimbo.
Oh, you saw it? Was it good?
It was all right.
It was all right?
Yeah, it was all right.
Okay.
It's entertaining. Like, I think you would enjoy the watch. It's definitely made for gamers, like, for sure. There's all kinds of fucking video game references in it. Almost to the point where it's slightly annoying. not really annoying, because you're... Like, some of them are deep references. Like, you'd have to be a gamer to know what the fuck they're talking about. But after a while, you're like, okay, you already got us. Like, we got you. Like, you can chill out a little bit on the references, you know? It was good. The story was good. Some of the people had really bad lines. That's my only beef with it. Some people had really bad lines.
Like some cheesy shit?
Yeah, and it might have been on purpose, but it was too much. Like, you know, but...
Yeah, I'll check it out. Steven's been saying that we should check it out, so...
Yeah, but it was good. I'm glad I watched it. It's not like I regret watching it, so...
All right. One other thing I forgot to mention. I got this finally in the mail. We talked about this maybe a couple, like, forever ago.
That keychain?
This is a keychain that is it's a Switch case, Animal Crossing, and a actual Nintendo Switch cartridge actually fits in here.
That's hilarious. So they made one that's actually to scale rather than those big-ass boxes they give us every time?
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny.
And we actually talked about this on the show like a couple years ago, that people start making these 3D printed. And
is that actually what it is, a 3D print?
Yeah, it's 3D printed. That's dope. Yeah, and then they put a sticker over it. That's the label of the cover. I can't focus the camera right now. The art was kind of like see-through on that. The thing that sucks about this, though, is that once you put the cartridge in here, yeah, it's hard to get out. Oh, no, I got it out. Oh, shit. Okay, never mind. It's not that hard.
Oh, shit.
Just got to try a little harder. But, yeah, this shit's dope. Got it off of Etsy. It came from Europe. And it took, like, a couple months. But I finally got here. I got one for me and one for cars.
That's dope.
I'm thinking maybe I should... And it's on the keychain, too, which is cool. So maybe I just buy one for all the games I have and just fucking hang it off my...
That'd be dope.
My Switch case or something.
It's your next carrying case?
Yeah. I mean, I have this Pokedex right now, which is pretty dope, which I'm liking.
That,
so
I have something like that, too, but with Zelda.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I really like that shit. That's just cool as fuck.
Yeah. I got it all full now, too.
Oh, shit.
I know, right?
Damn, is there that many good ones? Like, damn. Let me see your Pokedex. Anyway.
You gotta see the Pokedex.
I want to see, you know? Bulbasaur. The grass... No, anyway. All right, guys.
Wurmple. The worm Pokemon.
Right? Don't forget, we are on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast. Like, comment, subscribe.
That's right. Twitter. We're on Twitter, @unfocus28. We're also on Instagram, @unfocusedpodcast. Check out collision28.com to find other ways to subscribe to the podcast if you want to listen to it in an audio version. We're on Stitcher, by the way. I know Cuckoos a couple weeks ago asked if we were on Stitcher, and we said no because Stitcher was fucking up shit back in the day. But then they got bought out, and I don't know, maybe they're good now, and it was easy to reestablish ourselves there into Stitcher. So we're back on Stitcher. We're on Spotify. We're
everywhere you've
Apple
never been.
And Google Podcasts. Yeah. We're, and if there's anywhere that we're not, let me know. I might be able to get us there now.
Shit.
And then email. If you want to email us, you know, want some other ways to contact us, unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com. And we also have a Discord. If you're in Twitch chat, you can type in !Discord and get a link right there. Or just go to collision20.com. There's a link around there somewhere, too.
All right. News.
Okay.
This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news.
Yeah. News. What?
All right. All kinds of news this week. You want to kick us off, AJ?
Yeah, speaking of Animal Crossing, was I just talking about? Oh, yeah, because of the case here. There's a new update coming out, which we already kind of knew about, but we actually kind of finally told us, like, what this update is going to have on it. And it seems pretty interesting. So this is coming out July 30th, so you'll be able to download it then. And one of the first things they show us is fireworks, which, with the last update, it came out right before 4th of July, and everyone was expecting to see fireworks on the 4th of July.
You would imagine.
It didn't happen, which I thought was the fucking weirdest thing.
It's not America, remember?
True, but there's like Christmas shit and Easter shit in here, and I don't think they do that in Japan.
They do Christmas. Not Easter.
Not Easter.
But they do Christmas.
And Christmas, but it's not as big as it is out here, is it?
It's pretty big.
It is pretty big? Okay.
It's just different.
But Easter is a thing they fucking do.
Yeah,
anyways.
I don't remember Easter. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
But fireworks is a thing you're going to do now. You can have custom fireworks shoot off as well. And there's like a whole event that goes out where you can buy raffle tickets or something like that. And it looks like it's going to happen every Sunday in August. And then this new thing.
Oh, every Sunday, huh? That's mm-hmm. cool.
So yeah, so you won't miss it. This is a new thing they just introduced. I don't think this has ever been done before. You go into some type of dreamland. So now you can lay down on a bed and go to sleep. Previously, in previous games, when you would go to bed and go to sleep,
that's it.
That was saving the game. That's no longer a thing. Now you can just lay on a bed and just relax there. But now you have an option. When you lay in bed, it's like, do you want to go to sleep? And when you do, this anteater chick named Luna comes through, and all of a sudden, you wake up in some other island.
Oh, shit. Yeah. What?
And it says, explore islands all over the world. So I'm wondering if this is going to put you into somebody else's island just randomly?
Like someone that you couldn't... Yeah, that's probably what it is.
You don't have a connection with?
Yeah, that sounds like what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be crazy if you couldn't take anything back from there because it's a dream.
That would be crazy, and I wouldn't doubt that being a possible thing.
Island backup restoration service?
So one thing that everyone hates about Animal Crossing is that you can't like save the game to like somewhere else. Yeah, you can't back it up on an SD card. It's just locked into your console, which sucks.
Oh, that does suck.
And so if your Switch breaks, you lost your island. You lost all your progress and shit. It doesn't store in the cartridge either if you have the cartridge, the physical copy of it. So, yeah, there's a way to back up now that they're going to introduce. So I don't know exactly how that's going to work yet. I guess we'll find out in a couple days.
Okay.
And then last thing they said, too, is that there's going to be a fall update. And there's a big pumpkin little icon there, meaning there's going to be some type of Halloween event when that fall comes through and sometime in the fall.
Okay.
But, yeah, and then I guess in a couple days we'll find out what that dream shit is as well.
Yeah. One of the Netflix accounts called Strong Black Lead, which I'm guessing it's, you know, their Black Lives Matter, you know, person doing their accounts or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They announced Netflix will be getting some interesting new shows that we all might kind of know from the back in the day. August 1st, Moesha.
Oh, shit.
Right?
I forgot about that.
August 15th, The Game. August
don't know that.
September 1st, Sister.
Okay.
September 11th, Girlfriends. October 1st, Damn. The Parkers.
Mm.
October 15th, we get Half and Half and One on One. I don't know what either of those last two are.
Yeah, there's Sister, of course, sounds familiar.
Yeah,
I'm surprised that hasn't been out anywhere yet.
Dude, that's the thing. it's not available anywhere, and I think people wanted it.
Yeah.
And so, like, Netflix finally fucking got it.
That's crazy.
I think that's pretty cool, too. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, I thought more about that of Moesha. I was like, you know.
Yeah, Moesha, too. Yeah, I forgot about Moesha, like, even existed.
You know, every now and then, I like to go back on old school sitcoms, specifically, like, I have specific ones. Step by Step, Family Matters. And then, you know, that's one I always kind of wanted to go to, Moesha. Like, just kind of glance at it a little bit, watch a couple episodes, and it's not available anywhere. So I'm like, oh, okay, now
it Family Matters available somewhere?
No, but I think I found some like, bootleg streaming service that had it. So I just randomly watched one. No. I think I watched it on YouTube or something. Like, somebody just had thrown up an episode.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that's pretty cool that these are going to be there on Netflix. Cool old school black sitcoms and shit like
that. Yeah, yeah. That's dope.
Yeah.
Cool. So coming to Netflix, you said, huh?
Yeah. Starting August, you'll be seeing these slowly come out.
That's awesome.
AJ?
Let's see. What else do I got here? So this is a story from Wags. He actually sent this to me in a text, and I checked this out. I'm like, oh, this looks dope. But, you know, Wags, he's definitely heavy into that, you know, collectible, like figures and stuff like that.
Yeah, why don't you have me on here talking about that shit more often?
Yeah, like, I'm not that into it, but, you know, I have my things here and there, right?
That's why I want him on there, because I'm not into it. I need someone to kind of, like...
But this is something new. If you're, like, into that type of things, and you like, you know, what do you call it? Displaying your figures in a certain way, like in an action scene or something like that. And people like to do that type of shit all the time.
Yeah.
Now you can have consoles for your figures. So
they can be playing games?
Yeah. So this Good Smile Company has announced that they're Diorama. Thank you, Tai Chi. But yeah, they're going to make Figma Plus Sega consoles. And these are just old school Sega consoles. So you have your Master System, which I don't think we ever had in America, your Sega Genesis, your Game Gear, apparently, a Sega Saturn, and a Dreamcast, all scaled down so they can fit in the hand of a 6-inch figure, which is crazy. So these things are going to be freaking like barely an inch big, I could imagine. And check it out. You also have the game container and the game cartridge as well scaled down. Those are going to be some small-ass little pieces, especially the Game Gear thing. That's scary to have around.
Yeah. The Game Gear thing. Yeah, that's fucking...
Actually, looking at the monitor right now, this could be actual size, maybe even just a little bit bigger.
Like scale, like if you put it up... Oh, yeah. Shit, wow.
Yeah, because these are supposed to fit in the hand of 6-inch figures. 6-inch figures being like the size of like a Ninja Turtle figure. But yeah, so these are the ones. Also, the games that are coming through here. It looks like there's Alex Kidd and Miracle World for the Genesis. We got Sonic the Hedgehog. What else do we got?
There's that game on
Space Channel.
There's that game on Dreamcast I always wanted to play. That
Space Channel? Yeah, Space Channel 5.
I always wanted to play that game. I never fucking played it.
Oh, Virtua Fighter for the Saturn right there.
That's funny.
Oh, and that's Puyo Puyo for Game Gear.
Damn.
Can't even tell because it's so fucking small. But yeah, and these are going to be coming out for like $31. $31 seems like a lot for one, so I'm assuming this is going to be a whole pack for $31. And this is going to be released in December from the Good Smile Company. So look out for that if you're interested in that type of things. If I come across it and it's easy to access, I'm going to be down to get one of these. But I don't think I'm going to go out my way to get it. But I have a little diorama set with my Ninja Turtles on my wall in my room right now, too, which is we try to collect arcade like machines. And you ever see those candies that had a little, like, you know, like it's an arcade container that has candy inside?
Yeah.
I bought in those just so I can display it so it looks like the turtles are playing at an arcade machine.
Oh, that's dope.
So I have that set up over there.
Isn't it funny how creative you had to use to get with toys? Like, you had to buy some random fucking thing because the size is right. Like, you know what? I'm going to use this shit.
Yeah.
I used to do shit like that, too. I remember. Like, that's funny.
I never thought to do that back in the day when I was younger. But now that I'm older, I was like, oh, this looks cool to do this with. You know, I was like, I wish I had thought of that type of shit when I was younger. So, you know, maybe if I had a kid someday, I'll have that foresight now. Like, now I know. See this shit? You need to have this because it's going to go with that. Yes, it's not like an actual thing that's supposed to go with it, but you'll make it work.
Other quick piece of news. Did you talk about IDW, how they had one of their main guys stepping down?
No.
So last week, I guess someone named Chris Ryle, who was their president, publisher, and chief creative officer, he had stepped down last week. And then 5 days ago, they announced this person called Jude Meyer, and that they would be the new publisher of administration or something like that.
Interesting.
And then guess what? That person got already got their job taken away, basically.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, our previous president is basically going to do that job for now, Jerry Bennington. And I'm like, so I was hoping that maybe you could give me some insight.
No, I have no clue.
Yeah, apparently there's a whole reshuffle at IDW, because I remember that you were telling me that like something was different about the Turtles comics now. maybe a few months ago.
No, not that I remember. I don't follow the publishing that well at all, so I have no clue what's going on with them. I don't know anything about writers. I'm new to IDW. Since Sonic went there, that's the only thing I've gotten from IDW. Okay. Is just Sonic.
Okay.
All I know is that, you know, one property might go from, you know, like Sonic came from Archie, went to IDW. That's like the only thing I really know.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, apparently they're having a shuffling of management, and I hope this doesn't affect any of the comics that you're reading, because it kind of sounds like it might, because it's pretty serious shit. Their boss is undecided right now, kind of, so it's like,
yeah, I mean, as long as they can still, like, you know, draw and then put out their shit, I guess there's nothing to really worry about.
That should be, like, yeah, I think that should be fine.
I'm pretty sure they have a, like, storyline, you know, filled out for like the next like 6 months or so, so
yeah, no one cares about corporate for that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, I think they'll be all right, you know, for now. But I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I found it pretty interesting. AJ?
Power Rangers Battle for the Grid is a game.
It is a game
I enjoy, that I have not played enough of. Apparently there's a collector's edition coming out pretty soon, a physical copy of the game, because, like, right now the game's only been digital to buy and to play. But now there's going to be a physical copy. I think that physical copy is going to be made by Maximum Games. And it's going to be released in October for around $30. Also, this is going to be the Battle for the Grid Collector's Edition. Which features a bunch of base title updates.
Was that Zordon?
Maybe. And it's there's a single player mode Zordon in this shit. Yeah, there's a single player mode in this shit. And apparently, there's a new version that came out, version 2.3, that changed the meta entirely, adding a new revenge gauge, apparently, which I'm assuming might be similar. I have no idea, but my guess, just from hearing revenge gauge, might be like, oh my god, rage mode.
Oh, okay.
That's my guess. I'm not sure exactly, though. Also, there's an overhaul with the Megazord mechanic, which I never understood how that Megazord mechanic worked, because after you choose your team, you can choose a huge monster, one of the Megazords, or like an overgrown Goldard. I never understood how that worked. So they overhauled it. It's new now, so maybe I should go check it out. Also, don't forget, guys, that Power Rangers Battle for the Grid also supports crossplay across all platforms. So, so you can play it with anyone else. Okay. Wags, we got to play.
All right. Seven Deadly Sins, pretty popular anime / manga that's been out in the past few years. I was watching it for a while. I think I've talked about it here on the podcast. Mm-hmm. But the manga ended earlier this year, you know, much to a lot of fans' sadness.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the manga's over with. So
I can watch it now.
I think...
the manga's.
The manga.
I might have to the anime, yeah.
You might want to wait for a couple more seasons. Yeah, I think there's going to be two more.
And then they'll throw a couple of fillers in there just to milk it, right?
No, they did their filler thing and it didn't go over very well. I don't think they're doing that anymore. Remember I told you, like, there's three seasons on Netflix when really there were only two seasons out. Mm. And, like, one of them is, like, a straight-up, like,
filler
shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so the manga's been done. Everyone's been, you know, kind of sad about it that follows it. But apparently in the 36th, or the manga volume, you know, the actual volume of the book, they're going to be including a one-shot special about Seven Deadly Sins.
Hmm.
No details as to what it will be called or what it's about. But if anyone's a fan, there's a name of it. It's called Anger's Judgment. But that's all we know. I'm assuming it's going to be about Meliodas, but we'll have to see, because he's the angry guy in the series.
Okay.
But I don't know. We'll have to see. But yeah, it's a one-shot, so if you want more Seven Deadly Sins and you're not, you know, there's nowhere to get it, this is going to be your next thing. And I'm assuming the anime will probably adapt that too. All right?
Okay.
AJ?
So over the weekend, Pokemon had a GoFest. Typically, Pokemon Go Fest is like a big weekend event, or maybe it's a one-day event, usually a weekend event, I'm pretty sure, where, like, they go take over, like, a specific area within a certain town, within a certain state. I remember a couple of years ago, it was, like, in Chicago specifically, and if you wanted to go to Go Fest, you had to buy a ticket.
And fly to Chicago.
And go to, yeah, and you have to have a legit ticket, though, to go into Go Fest. And then the whole park was kind of just gated off. And if you were part of the GoFest event, you had the ticket and everything, then your game was, you know, had access to whatever was going on in that park that day. Usually just a bunch of extra, like, Pokestops and cool little events and Pokemon, special Pokemon. Sometimes regional exclusives that are elsewhere were there as well. Unknown would show up. So If you don't have all the letters for the Hinoan, you might find certain letters there. You know, it's a big thing, and you know, people gather to do this shit. Fortunately, we're in a pandemic right now where we can't do shit like that right now, right?
Yeah.
So for this year's Pokemon Fest, it was all like online type of thing. So you could be at home and access all that crazy stuff just from being at home or in your surrounding areas. And you still had to buy a ticket for it, apparently.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Ain't that a bitch?
But they did make some money. So Pokemon Go Fest made $17.5 million this weekend.
What?
Yeah.
$17.5
million? Million, yeah. And they did like half, like literally it was like 8 point something million one day and 8 point something million the second day, Saturday and Sundays. So yeah, so they actually still making money right there. Pokemon Go Fest still going. No, what's crazy too is that actually I had a student on Friday or Thursday or something like that. And he was actually asking me because he saw my little Bulbasaur AirPod case right there. He's like, oh, do you play Pokemon Go? I'm like, yeah, not too much anymore. He's like, are you going to do the Go Fest this weekend? I was like, oh, shit, this weekend? I had
damn,
no clue.
He put you on game,
yeah,
bro.
And he was like, yeah, I'm planning to go to sleep early and then wake up so we can, you know, do the whole thing.
You realize that's like
damn, okay.
You realize that's like the equivalent of like, you know, you being a regular trainer, doing your thing, and then some guy's like, yeah, well, you're a trainer too? You head to the Pokemon League, right? And you're like, the Pokemon League? And he's like, you don't know about the Pokemon League?
Yeah, right?
Let me tell you. Like,
the Indigo League. What the fuck?
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's more what it is.
Or like the Orange Islands, you know? It's like, wait, I just did the Indigo League, though. There's an Orange Island League now? He's like, yeah, you didn't hear about
you
this.
You better sign up. There's only a day yeah. left. You know, like, that's a whole mini story right there.
Right, yeah. But yeah, but that happened. Yeah, apparently people knew about it. Of course, obviously they made fucking $17 million off of this shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was access to like certain legendaries. A bunch of shinies were appearing and all that too. Definitely some different unknown letters were around. So yeah, same old Pokemon Go Fest just from home.
All right.
And if you had special access.
So I got some dual Hawkeye news back to
dual.
Back.
Oh shit.
You ready? So first off, not that one yet. Hailee Steinfeld. You know who she is? Hailee Steinfeld?
She sounds familiar.
I think you do know her. She's been in Ender's Game, Begin Again, 3 Days to Kill, and Pitch Perfect. She's also been the voice of Spider-Gwen in Into the Spider-Verse. But, you know, so basically she's just a young actress. You know, there's been a lot of rumors swirling about her working for Marvel pretty soon.
Oh.
As far as the movies go.
Okay.
And, for some reason, a lot of actors who are in Enter the Spider-Verse somehow make it into the MCU. Huh. We don't know if that's a fucking coincidence, but almost every voice actor in that shit is in the MCU right now.
Wow.
It's really weird. But anyway, Hailee Steinfeld, I thought it was official because so many people were talking about it, but it still has not been said officially by Marvel, but supposedly she's been casted as Kate Bishop, the new Hawkeye, the young woman that he trains to be Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Usually I don't give rumors any weight, but I had heard this shit everywhere. And this actually was a rumor last year, and it never came to fruition. She actually got online and said, no, I haven't been approached about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, now with this movement, she hasn't said anything. So people are kind of starting to wonder if it's true or not. But supposedly she is the future Hawkeye, which... that would be finally some news for that show that got pushed back because that was originally supposed
to...
Yeah.
What's her name? I was about to type Kate Bishop.
Hailee Steinfeld. She might come up, though, if you type Kate Bishop at this point. But yeah, I was like...
Steinfeld, there she is. Oh, Hailee spelled all weird and shit.
Yeah, she's special. She's unique. Yeah. So, yeah, she's in a lot of stuff.
Okay, I thought it was her.
Oh, it is who you thought it was?
Yeah, because you said Ender's Game. And you said... What was the last one you said?
Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect, yeah.
Yeah.
And I only had one face that popped in my head when you said that name, and that's what popped into my head. That's funny. That's who she is. Okay.
Yeah, so, but the rumor has not been denied by Marvel or by anyone official either, so that's why it's still kind of floating. I was actually hoping that by today we would have an official word so I could say something solid, but I just found it really interesting because that the rumor circulated and this might have flared back up. I'm wondering, like, how many rumors actually have some weight to it? Because I've been hearing a lot of fucking Marvel rumors this week, and I think that's probably because Comic-Con's happening.
Yeah.
Digital Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, we'll talk about that in a minute. I haven't really seen anything too cool.
I haven't heard anything yet other than... No, I don't have anything. there's a couple of trailers that dropped for certain things.
Yes, and clips and parts of movies, like, you know, like little 5-minute clips and shit like that.
Nothing big yet, huh?
No. The coolest thing I saw was an interview with all the New Mutants cast, and the director.
Wasn't there like some like trailers like, oh, like it's coming like August 8th, you know, hopefully.
Yeah.
Like they did some little
jokes, and they said hopefully.
Or something like that, or like fingers crossed. Oh, they said something weird at the end. Like,
yeah, and they actually talked about that in the interview too, like, you know, with all of them. They're like, yeah, we don't know if this movie's cursed or what, but like.
Honestly, man, just Disney Plus it.
You know, we still don't know if that's what's going to happen. I feel like they still weren't clear on that.
Just do it.
But yeah, so anyway, aside from that, remember some other Hawkeye actual news. Yeah. You know that Avengers game that's on both PlayStation and Xbox? You know, the one where they had the ugly faces first?
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, you know, everyone likes it. It's pretty good. I think it's just called Marvel's Avengers, right?
Tai Chi says, New Mutants should just be called Mutants by now.
It's like we've been knowing about this for years, right? But yeah, so keeping along the trend, surprisingly, when this game came out, it was all the powerhouse popular characters: Captain America, Iron Man, Black Widow, Hulk, you know, Thor, and you know who are people bitching about? Fucking Hawkeye,
really?
Which is weird because when I was young,
you ain't never cared about him before.
Yeah, when the movies first started coming out, and when I was young as a kid, everyone always fucking hated on Hawkeye. So it's so baffling to me he has this huge fan community now. Anyway, the creators gave you guys what you want. Fucking, there's a trailer for Hawkeye being playable in this new game.
That's cool.
And he actually looks pretty badass. Like that scene right there with the gang of arrows and everyone. That looks
pretty dope.
Sick. He looks super fucking regular though, which is kind of weird to me. He looks like he could be anybody, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and I don't feel like that's a good look for Hawkeye, considering he already could be any regular person that just trained really hard, you know what I mean?
Oh man.
So I just thought that was kind of funny. I'm like, you just look like my neighbor, dude. Like, you could just be my fucking neighbor. I'm like, oh, what's up, man?
Yeah. he looks like the dude from some Sony game, electricity coming out of people's hands. Infamous, is that what it was?
Infamous, that's the one with the criminal superheroes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, something like that. Is that what it was called? I think that's what I'm thinking.
I think it was Infamous.
And that's what he looks like to me. Tai Chi says it too.
Yeah, Infamous. Yeah.
He is a spy though, so I guess he should look like just anyone.
I mean, yeah, but he wasn't always a spy. That's new shit, you know? That's the modern shit. Like, that's movie shit. But anyway, it's fine. I'm okay with it. He looks badass. He looks like he's doing cool shit. So, AJ,
are we gonna play this game? I'm not gonna play.
You know, I would be down.
September 4th.
I would be down to play it, but it's hard to care about an Avengers video game. I don't know why. I really don't know why. Like, I love X-Men games. I love fucking Spider-Man games. Why is an Avengers game so weird to me? I don't know. It doesn't sound right. I think I liked most of the original idea for an Avengers game they were going to do when they made Age of Ultron. There was a game they were doing where you would walk around as Captain America and then you'd push the shoulder button and then you'd switch to Iron Man and you push the shoulder button, you'd switch to Black Widow.
Oh.
And you'd have just a different fucking array of things you can do.
That sounds cool.
And yeah, that was the original Avengers game they were making. I was like, this looks pretty fucking cool. Like, this is different, you know? And then we got this thing and I'm like, this is kind of like every other game. Like, even though it looks cool, but it looks like every other action game, you know?
Tai Chi says a game might be like a Destiny type of game or like a Diablo kind of loot game. Where
yeah.
Like, you know, shit drops, you pick it up.
I could see that.
Whatevs. I'm not going to play it. I know that.
I'd like to play it. AJ?
I apparently have the same news twice. That's funny. Why did I do that? All right, so I'll skip
down
to this.
Because you're a boss and you do what you want.
Oh, you know what? Since we're talking about Marvel shit, I'll skip down to this one right here. So Brie Larson. Have you heard of her?
One time. Isn't that like some super flying person or something?
Something like that. Yeah, she plays some superhero. She's Captain Marvel. First off, check this shit out. So the Animal Crossing has been crazy, right? Someone actually has a talk show using Animal Crossing called Animal Talking. This guy named Gary Witta.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so this is his talk show. This is fucking his fucking video he made.
Even has a little montage video too.
Yeah, a little montage opening video and shit.
That's kind of sick. I actually like that.
Yeah. Talking. Tonight, join Gary and his
guests, Brie Larson, Dr. What?
Rufo, mm-hmm. Frisk,
and musical guest, Kenny Fong. And now, dude, what the fuck?
I think Sting was on this one of these episodes too.
Dude, he went all out with this. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, check it out. Here's the studio.
He's got the studio too?
Yep.
Dude, the fucking drummer's the dude, man. Okay.
That's a sound dude right there in the back.
Why do I feel like... Actually, you know what? I was going to say, I feel like... Maybe we're fucking up, or maybe we're doing this all wrong. But you know what? You know what? We did do this. way before
him. We did this little big planet.
Yeah, we did this way before this.
Episode, like, what, 35 or some shit like that.
Yeah, we did the whole thing like
45,
that.
45, something, like, some five number.
We even considered making that our intro, remember? The, like, me, you, and Danny, like, yeah, that's just funny.
Yeah, and Wags helped us put it together, too. But yeah, this is a thing, and Brie Larson was an actual a guest on the show here. Apparently, she's a big, avid gamer, too, apparently. And with the whole pandemic, of course, everyone's playing Animal Crossing. I think this is the same way that we kind of found out that, what's his name? The Hobbit dude was playing Animal Crossing. What's that dude's name from The Hobbit?
Mark Freeman?
Someone else.
Not Bilbo, okay. Elijah Wood?
Elijah Wood. I think that's how we find out that there's a Tai Chi again. But yeah, so yeah, Brie Larson came through. Actually, like, here's her avatar coming through right here. And apparently she was wearing this...
what the fuck is that outfit?
Yeah, it said something on there. I forgot what it said. Oh, yeah. No sea bass, please. Because apparently it's a running joke now in Animal Crossing that whenever you fish, you never want to see a fucking sea bass. Because that's like the most common thing you get. So she has a fucking joke that says no sea bass, please.
I was going to say, either she has a really good marketer or, like, you know, a PR guy, or she fucking really plays. Because that's one of those things, like, you'd have to, like, know.
Yeah. No, she definitely plays, because she was, like, talking some shit about certain things and all that. Actually, she went hard on Nintendo, too. She actually called out Nintendo.
What'd you say?
And she was just saying, because when she started playing, she has a YouTube channel, by the way, she was talking about.
Oh, I know about that. I can tell you a little bit about that.
And she's been trying to play Animal Crossing on there, but when she first started to play it, when she bought the game, she was so excited to play it that she just popped it into her Nintendo Switch Lite and started playing the game. And then she wanted to go ahead and cast it. And, you know, put it through, you know, the capture cards and all that. But you can't connect a Switch Lite to a TV. Therefore, she couldn't stream her island, her shit, from her Lite. So she was pissed off about that. She's like, why? And then on top of that, she's like, well, okay, that's fine. Maybe I could just transfer my island to my other Switch where I can cast it. But no, you can't transfer islands over. So she's just talking about how that's super annoying and stupid.
Oh, and then that update happened?
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now that update's coming up, so maybe she has something to do with it. I don't know. Also, she was talking about, apparently the guy had did some research on her, right? As, you know, most hosts of a TV show should do, and asked, you know, the hard-hitting questions and all that.
Yeah.
He questioned her, like, oh, yeah, I heard you kicked your boyfriend out of the house because you were trying to play some video game.
He's like, I forgot about that.
And he's like, what's that about? She's like, oh my god, yeah, she's playing Mario Galaxy. And she had finished the game already, but she was doing some extra stages, and she was just trying to get a good score in the damn thing, being up all night, getting frustrated over everything. And her boyfriend came through, was like, you need to, like, you shouldn't be taking this shit so seriously. Like, what the fuck? Like, what's why are you taking this so seriously? And she snapped and kicked him out the house.
I mean, I don't think I go that far, but I know how video game snapping is. He's like, man, like, I was trying to fucking get this shit happen. I understand her. She must be a real gamer, dude. It's like,
also too, since in order to have someone to come to your island like this, they kind of need to be your friend. So she had to exchange friend codes with him.
Yeah.
So when you do that, you can actually see what games have been playing, right? So he kind of looked into her game list to see what she's been playing. And her second most played game right now has 150 hours in it. And she's like, oh my god, no, don't bring it up. She's like, you know what? Let's just talk about it. Get out in the open now. Let's just get it off my chest now. And he's like, yep, you've been playing Fortnite, huh?
She's wow. Like, yes. You let me down, Brie. No.
What's even crazier is that she was playing it on the Switch. You know, most shooting games, people prefer to play either a better console or PC, where you have keyboard and mouse,
why the
right?
Fuck are you gonna keep doing the
but
Switch?
She's playing it on the Switch, though, right? And she also says, she's like, yeah, I understand playing it on the Switch is probably not the best, but she's like, in a way, it's to kind of, like, handicap myself, is what she was saying.
okay, all right.
She's like, I could probably play a lot better, like, on a different console or on PC, but I play it on the Switch just to keep myself from being too good.
Wow. Like, wow. Okay, that's the direction you're going to go. Okay.
Yeah, so
it's,
I was like,
pretty
damn.
Entertaining, actually.
And then when she ended the show, she's like, yeah, I actually do have to leave, like, now, because I actually need to go meet up with someone to go play some Fortnite right now. So that was her, like, reason for having to leave the actual interview. One other thing that came up, though, too, is the guy was like, you know, I had to ask you about this, you know, because I would be bad host if I don't bring it up. But, like, you know, can you tell us what's going on with Marvel right now? Are you in anything right now? She's like, you know what? I don't even know. She's like, I purposely told Marvel not to let me know what's going on, because it's like I'm a bad secret keeper. Like I can't keep secrets.
Oh, wow. At least she acknowledges it and like cut herself out of the equation.
Yeah. So she's like, she told him over, like, just don't let me know what's going on until I have to do it. So
that makes sense. Ruffalo wants to seem to know everything and then he just talks about it.
Right. Yeah. And then one other thing that came up too, this is the reason why I find the story though, is because she apparently spoke about having some interest in playing Samus if a Samus movie were to ever come
out. Yo, actually, I feel like that's a better fit for her than Captain Marvel.
You think so?
Her and Samus, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, apparently a couple of years ago, she for Halloween, she got a Samus outfit, and she kind of posted it on her Instagram, and people kind of made comments about it. She's like, you know, I was having fun on that outfit, and I love the series, so she's like, I'll be so down to, you know, play Samus in some movie if Nintendo ever goes that way or something like that. Mm-hmm. And she kind of just putting out their notes like, Nintendo, you know, if you're ever interested, let me know. He's like, she's like, I'm down to do
after
this.
After she just talks shit to them the whole time.
I know, right?
Yeah, they're like, yeah, we'll pass.
And also, apparently, this host dude, I think he's like some big-time writer. I think he had some writing job or he's some way into production for Rogue One, Star Wars.
Hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah. And also, that's why they had a connection, because she actually she had a cast for Rogue One.
You know, yeah. You know what's funny? That I think, was it Kevin Feige? That was saying whenever he makes his Star Wars movie, Brie Larson's going to be in it. You know, he's given a Star Wars movie to make
at some
point in the future. He said something about Brie Larson was going to be in it, so that's kind of funny. So she must want to be. And then Tai Chi's now telling us that she's a legit nerd. She's like always dressed up as Jedi outfits and shit.
That's crazy.
So I'm like, okay, that's funny. So she's probably been shipping this for a while anyway, right?
Yeah, trying to, yeah, for sure. But yeah, I just thought that was crazy to see her actually here and just having a good time and just talking all this gaming stuff. Like, oh shit, she is pretty legit, which is crazy.
It's good she's letting more shit about herself out, because I feel like people were unfairly hating on her because of, you know, maybe her not best performance in Captain Marvel, which may not exactly be her fault.
True.
You know, directors tell you what to do, you know.
Yeah.
But I feel like now it's like she let herself out more. I feel like people are hating on her less, and that's probably the whole point of all this.
And, she actually said something like that too. She's like, the whole reason for me trying to do a YouTube channel and stuff was because she actually planned it before the pandemic happened, and the pandemic happening actually kind of fucked her in some ways, because she had plans to do shit outside and it kind of kept her indoors.
And now she has to do all indoor shit.
Yeah.
That probably made her even more relatable though.
Yeah, but she also said, she's like, yeah, like actually I want to be as real as I can be on my channel too. I'm not trying to be super, like Hollywood and all that. So that was a whole reason for her wanting to start the channel and all that.
Sorry. That fly is killing me, bro. Yeah, I can't get him. Anyway, sorry.
But yeah, so that was her. That's what I want to talk about. Just her. It's crazy too. When she got on YouTube, and she actually did a video where she actually reached out to some YouTubers to get advice for how to YouTube.
Yeah, I know about that. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, which I
maybe
to
you
see
and I,
this video.
I was like, maybe you and I should watch that, because we don't YouTube at all, you know.
Well, I like one of the first people she talks to is iJustine, who I follow, not like hardcore follow, but I do follow a lot of shit that she does. I've been following her for a long time, actually. So, like, one of her first guests that she talked to was iJustine. And apparently she's pretty cool with Justine as well. So I was like, oh, that's cool to see. So apparently she's talking about something here that the guy really wanted her to, like hear. Like, I wanted to get this part out real quick. I forgot what it was. But anyways, it was a good time. You guys go check out Gary Whitta's YouTube channel if you guys want to watch the whole video.
Hey,
apparently he had Sting on the show, too.
Yeah, you were saying.
In Animal Crossing.
You were saying. Hey, a quick thing I want to ask you about, because I don't know if you heard. This isn't news. I just wanted to ask you about it because I heard about it.
Okay.
Did you hear that on their Netflix account, one of the guys had, because I don't know if you know, Avatar has been fucking trending because it's on Netflix. You know, everyone's watching it.
Yeah.
It's so funny because this guy on one of the Netflix account holders, he's like, hey, question. Does anybody feel like Katara and Zuko are a better fit? And oh my god, bro, it's a fucking firestorm on Twitter, bro.
Dude, he's so late to the game.
Yeah, I know. It's funny because like it feels like a real thing. Like somebody that from Netflix that was watching it, you know, it's popular. Let me watch this, and they're like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, yeah.
She went with fucking Aang.
She ended up with Aang. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What about Zuko? They had that one moment in there, you know.
It almost makes me feel like if Zuko was the main character, that maybe it would have worked out. But
yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's just funny, like, you should see some of the arguments people are making for and against the whole thing.
Yeah, no, that's a big argument for sure. Like,
I know
that there's a bunch of shippers that exist that try to ship every possibility, but that's one of them that's a big one. Like,
that's,
you know,
like the big one, right?
Yeah, Zutara.
Zutara, yeah. I've heard it before. And it's obvious. I feel like the Netflix people probably did know about that and wanted to just kick up some dust, you know?
Maybe. That's some good marketing shit, though, to fucking start up talking about the series and all that.
Especially if it's already trending. Now it's trending more.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, why are these fools fighting about this shit, you know?
And yeah, maybe like someone might come across that argument, like, okay, let's watch this Avatar shit everyone's talking about.
Right.
This Zutara thing. What is this about?
Yeah. And it's just funny. I'm going to try and find it and post it. And you should just look at the thread, bro, because, like, oh, man, people are still responding to it now. It's huge.
Nah, I don't need to see all that. I see it once in a while.
Yeah.
It come up, like, on Tumblr and shit. Chai Chi says he feels like that Korra is a result of Zutara. I'm pretty sure there was those arguments before that.
The arguments were happening before Korra. No, he's saying Korra is the result of Zutara.
Oh,
because
okay,
Korra
is
like, she's like a spiritual kid of Zuko and Katara. You know what I mean? Like, she's very much like both of them, and she gets trained by both of them at some point, or like uses them as references.
But then there's Asami. So
no. I'm not saying
I'm trying to figure. Oh,
I'm not saying that she is actually
Firebender hothead. Yeah, no, I get.
Yeah,
you.
I'm not saying she's actually their kid. I'm saying that spiritually, she's kind of like a combination of Zuko and.
And Katara.
Katara, yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, I see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I never thought about it before, but that's a pretty interesting point you
made,
Tai
Chi. That is an
interesting point. Thank you. Man, we just got Tai Chi on here again soon.
Did you hear our Avatar discussion last week? Where we're comparing, like, how the personalities might be a trait of the next Avatar in line. Because, as you said, Korra is hot-headed. Or I think we're saying more that she's more stubborn than anything, like an earthbender.
That's what it was.
And the earthbending avatar is the next one in line. Mm-hmm. And we're saying Aang was like
a waterbender.
He's like, you know, goes the flow most water type. And that's the next line is a water type avatar.
Mm-hmm. We had a really good conversation about it.
I know.
We should really flesh it out one day just for fun, like, and see if there's some truth to that. But yeah, we were just kind of like wondering if we could predict the cycles or like predict things based on that.
Yeah, it's too much of a circle though. And then that one waterbending avatar kind of killed the whole thing for us.
Yeah, because you pointed out how actually
if that
was true, it actually sends the cycle backwards at one point, right? Rather than forward.
No, it just never. It's always the same. Is the only thing. That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, and fucking Kyoshi seemed hot-headed. And who's the next avatar in line? A firebender.
Yeah, that's true.
Roku was pretty chill.
Yeah,
like an airbender.
Yeah, exactly. And Aang's free spirit, you know?
Yeah.
Waterbender.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
She's born to the water tribe.
It's just weird.
I love it.
Anyways.
All right. Okay, actual piece of news. One of my absolute favorite mangas that my girlfriend actually got me into, it's called Way of the House Husband, and it's basically about this guy.
Is that a hint?
Maybe, but I don't know. But it's about this guy who's an ex-mafia boss. And now he's just a stay-at-home dad. A stay-at-home husband.
That sounds scary.
Like, he cleans the house and, you know, he makes sure everything's on point. He's basically doing it so he doesn't go back off the handles, you know? Like, and that's just pretty fucking crazy. Like, and even when he's talking about cleaning and shopping, he says, like, some straight gangster shit sometimes. Like, and you're like, man, he takes cleaning really seriously. You know? It's just how he is. It's a great fucking funny-ass... But he has a manga. I was actually hoping it was going to get an anime adaptation soon. Mm. But it looks like I was wrong. It's not getting an anime adaptation. It's getting a live-action adaptation.
I was about to say, like, is it going to be live-action or movie or something?
Yeah, dude. Exactly, dude. And it's going to be a live-action TV show. And apparently Japan has a lot of belief in this show.
Because
they picked this famous Japanese actress named Haruna Kawaguchi. And she's going to be playing the wife. And it's funny. The actor they picked, his name is Yusuke Oka. He looks, he looks so much like the fucking character, like, before they even done anything to him, you know? Like, he already looks like the guy. I'm like, oh, you guys fucking did a great job on the casting.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I'm like...
Wait, so this is a manga made in Japan that is kind of based on Italian mafia?
No, it's still in Japan.
The Yakuza.
Yeah, it's Yakuza.
Okay,
He's ex-Yakuza.
Okay.
And it's fun because, like, you know, he meets, like, those door-to-door kitchen knife salesmen, like, fucking comes to his door, you know, and tells him, hey, I want to sell you a knife. He's like, oh, you got knives, huh? He's like, bring them in. Like, Like, and he's just like, and the fool's like, why does this feel really awkward? The air feels really ominous all of a sudden. He's like,
yeah.
He's like, I thought I was going to meet a housewife that was just going to buy him, you know? Yeah. This guy's like, nah, these ain't sharp enough. He's
yeah.
Like, he's like, you couldn't dice anybody up with these. He's like, what?
That's so crazy.
I love the manga. And yeah, the Haruna Kawaguchi is going to be playing in it, and she's a pretty big deal in Japan. So I like that they're actually going to put some money behind this and make it good, you know?
Yeah.
It's probably gonna be a serialized show. Like, each episode is gonna be about a different event. Yeah, I'll tell you more about it later. Unless you borrow the manga, that shit's so fucking funny, dude. It makes me laugh my ass off. But anyway, yeah, Way of the House Husband, live action coming TV show.
That AJ. Sounds cool. Street Fighter V has some announcement coming out pretty soon. Apparently, there's gonna be an announcement August 5th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. They may talk about new character. Actually, it is new character reveal, including the season 5 character reveals, esport news, and more. What else is going on here? Summer update is coming. Join us for some special guests August 5th. Yeah, that's all they pretty much said. So yeah, hopefully they'll let us know like what characters are coming soon, or at the very least, what is the next character coming soon for Street Fighter 5. So if anyone's interested in that. Next Wednesday, actually. So actually, we may have news about what the result of this is. Next episode of In Focus here.
We'll let you guys know. We'll have our people talk to your people.
Which is us.
Oh, fuck. I guess I'm your people. So. All right. Doctor Who. Oh, you know what? Let's just talk about Emmys in general. Dude, Emmys are pretty... I mean, the nominations and shit right now are pretty good.
Okay.
Watchmen...
Oh,
has
really?
26 Emmy nominations.
Wow.
They're leading in the TV shows by a lot.
That's crazy.
And I was like, dude, well, the reason it's so crazy is, one, it's black-led and racially charged. Two, it's a comic book medium.
Mm-hmm.
And three, it's like, it's super over the top. You would not think this thing would get so much fucking praise and love. Usually shows like this, they don't get it, you know?
Right, right.
I'm like fucking blown away. Everyone's fucking loving Watchmen. And I don't know if it's the time or what, but dude, it's a great show. If you've read the book or seen the movie, you should definitely watch the show. It's a good sequel. But yeah, I was just surprised about that. Another thing that's a little bit more controversial, Doctor Who got its first Emmy nomination with this new doctor that everyone kind of fucking hates.
Is it a female doctor?
The female doctor, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But you know, people are not really hating on the female doctor part as much as we had thought. People are hating at the content being very... you know, what's the SJW, social justice word? Because it's very, Doctor Who's always been very weird and kind of inclusive in a weird way.
Okay.
People are saying it starts to feel forced in this season. Like, they're really trying to tell you, like, you know, everybody's okay if you're, you know, whatever sex or whatever. Which isn't bad, but, you know, if you force it, it starts to take away from the art a little bit, you know?
True, yeah.
So I'm sure the Doctor Who fans are in a fucking uproar right now because, like, Doctor Who never got nominated, dude. But I will say this for any Doctor Who fans that are bothered by this. The episode that they got the Emmy nomination for was Doctor Who The Runaway. It was actually a 13-minute short. And it's an interactive, almost video game-style short where you pick, you know, what's going to happen and what's going to do. So I want to make any Doctor Who fans relax and calm down. The reason they got this Emmy nomination is the innovation and the skill of... you know, making an interactive video game show, an episode, you know? Because it's been tried by a lot of things, like Black Mirror, a few things have done things like that, right? Where you kind of got to... Basically, like those games.
I forgot Black Mirror did that.
What are they called? Those games where you pick your path?
Choose your own path. I don't know.
I feel like you taught me last time what the name was, and I can't remember what it was. Anyway, but, you know, games where you pick the scenario and where your character goes, and it has multiple endings and multiple directions it can
go. Yeah, just kind of influenced by things you choose and all that. Yeah, it's like one of those Choose Your Own Adventure books. I think it was called Choose Your Own Adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
CYA, right? Choose Your Own Adventure. Yeah, I think that is what it is. Sounds...
Oh, I never heard of it. Like, in...
I think you're right. It's Choose Your Own Adventure. Like but yeah, you know, it's just pretty cool that they did something different. It's not specifically about this doctor thing, so before anyone gets mad, because that's what I've been seeing online, people mad, like, oh, now they're SJW, now they get a fucking Emmy nomination. Like, no, it's not about that. It's about the innovation of this particular episode and how they did it. Because it's almost all, like, she's like a little avatar during it. It's like video game style, you know? So I was like, that's pretty cool. And now it makes me kind of want to watch it more, just to see what it's like. I know people don't love it. I'm probably not going to love it myself. I want to watch it, so I think I'm gonna fucking start my Doctor Who shit again tonight.
Okay.
Tonight, you know.
Oh shit, tonight, guys.
Tonight, bro, it's real.
You heard it here first.
Tell Carla. Maybe she'll like we'll spirit watch it and start talking about it again.
All right. I don't know if she's. I don't know if she's watched it.
I know that she said she was waiting.
Tons of shit without me. So I don't even know if she watched at the time.
Well, she said she was waiting, but I don't know if she's still waiting. Anyway,
she ain't waiting for me. I know that.
Dude, I should low key catch you up on Doctor Who when she's not right. around, and she'll be shocked. She'll be shocked, dude.
I'm like, oh, you like that one episode, right, where Doctor Who did this?
She'd be blown away. She'd think you're a Time Lord. AJ.
All right, so Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie, it's out on Blu-ray and shit now, right? Got greenlit for episode two for a sequel.
Yeah,
Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
And this is something we were talking about last year, earlier this year, like,
because it came out this year.
They set it up for a sequel. We were just really hoping it made enough money, because especially after that Power Ranger fiasco, I was getting scared, like, maybe they're just gonna drop it, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking Sonic 2's coming. It's real.
So, apparently, let's see. It was announced by Ben Schwartz, who is the voice actor for Sonic the Hedgehog.
T did not finally watch it. Anyway, go on.
T did not watch it yet. Wow. July 24th, he excitedly shared... Oh, on the 24th, he said that Sonic 2 is officially coming to theaters on April, May, June. No, wait. What's that? April? Yeah, April 8th, 2022.
Can we talk about the real question in this whole thing?
Is
what do you want it to be called?
Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
I'm kind of down for Sonic and Tails.
Sonic and Tails, maybe,
you know, or
you know, it'll be funny, it's fucking hilarious. So, we had Batman, right? Batman Returns, and then what was the next one after
Batman
that?
Batman Forever,
Batman Forever, and then it was Batman and Robin. And Robin, right? But Batman and Robin technically happened in Batman Forever,
yeah, dude. I was always mad about that, and Batman and Robin is technically. Batman, Robin, and Batgirl, right?
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
So, if they do call it Sonic and Tails, I want Knuckles to come through as well. So, it'd be Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles.
Damn.
When it's just actually just titled Sonic and Tails. If they call it Sonic and Tails, that's exactly what I want
to
happen.
You want Knuckles to be in it. Yes. That would be fucking funny. Dude, I feel like this movie might get a little bit more adventurous and more into the video game world. Cause
well, if you watch the fucking movie,
shut up,
you
I know.
Can see how you're kind of correct in that sense.
Well, I think I saw an interview with the writer of it, and I think he was saying something about like how he wanted it to slowly get more into like to feel like when you're you know playing the game or reading the comic that you're just jumping into their world and this is how it is. Sorry, like you got to get used to it, you know?
Yeah,
absolutely. I think I heard him say he wanted it to slowly get to that point, you know?
The way it ended, I feel like it can definitely go in that route, and that's what I'm hoping for. And having, yeah. Because, do you know what happened at the end? The very, very end? Special thing?
Tails.
Tails, okay, yeah. Tails.
That's kind of why I said I think it should be called Sonic and Tails.
Yeah, so Tails comes through at the very, very end, and he has a flying Sonic. Now, at this point, we don't know if Tails and Sonic actually know each other already, which is the weird thing. So... They can go different ways with it. They could be like, oh, shit, Tails, what up, dude? I haven't seen you in forever. Or they could be like, who are you? Should I trust you? Like, you know, so I don't know how they're going to introduce Tails.
I hope they make it that, like, he's always known him. He's like, Tails. Like, that would be fucking cool.
Yeah,
you know?
Because they do a little, like, history. Actually, oh, my God, this may not work. Because the way they introduce Sonic. Damn.
Okay, you know what? Maybe I should watch it tonight.
Fuck. That
sucks. You know, I said I was going to watch, what's it called tonight? But maybe I should watch Sonic tonight. I said I was going to watch Doctor Who, but maybe I should watch Sonic.
Huh? Yeah.
Because... You know what? That's what I'm going to do tonight.
But yeah, so I'm kind of, yeah, because I don't want it to be too many.
He's just fast enough. I'm so annoyed. Oh, you get him?
I don't know, maybe.
Yo, you motherfucker.
You're... I don't see him.
No, you, oh, he's on the wall. No, he's on the wall behind you. Motherfucker. Anyway.
Oh, he is. All right, I'll hold the back of the wall. You can...
Right, he won't know if we go slow. No, but anyway.
But yeah, so...
For anyone doesn't know, we're trying to kill this fucking fly, but subtly, so we don't throw off the cast.
So, yeah, I'm just worried that if they... I want to see Knuckles. And if they do introduce Knuckles, then they got to introduce Tails, too, and that might be too many characters to introduce in one movie.
Well, I mean, Marvel movies have pulled it off. If anyone's paying attention to Marvel movies, you could do it, like... We got Spider-Man and Black Panther in the same fucking movie, dude. Like,
okay, you know,
I mean,
what?
It was build up.
It can work, yeah.
I feel like if they were watching, if people watch carefully and like pay attention to how things are very organically used, the real universe that they're derived from, it's kind of easy, you know. Like, I think that's why the Marvel shit works, because they're using the comic universe, and in the comic universe, they already accept that they're all in the same place.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
So if we just do it that way, like, and just make people get used to it, people will get used to it, you know, like. But we'll have to see.
Yeah, I guess so. Or it, maybe, I don't know. We'll see. You know, I have so many thoughts in my head. Like, they could do it like this. Maybe not, though. That's going to ruin this dynamic. But what do they do with this?
That's the whole writer's... I'm sure that's what they're doing in the room when they're fucking figuring out what the movie's going to be about. You know? This is a good idea, but...
The main thing I would love it to be, though, is the Sonic 3 story, where Robotnik is, you know, kind of tricks Knuckles into thinking Sonic's the bad guy. And then later on finds out that, oh shit, actually Robotnik's the bad guy. And Knuckles like, fuck, I fucked up. All right, let's team up, Sonic.
That would be fucking cool.
That's kind of what I want the next movie to be.
I feel like that would be movie 3, though.
Yeah, as it appropriately should be if you're going to base it off the old school games, for sure.
Sonic and Knuckles, right?
Yeah, exactly. Sonic 3. Shit, they can go over to the fourth movie and call it Sonic 3 and Knuckles, because that's what the game was.
Oh, that'd be so funny. Yo, that'd be so funny if they did that.
Yeah. So, because Sonic 2 didn't really have an actual story other than, you know, tells us is there, and then they're just going to chase Robotnik, who's trying to fly up into space or some shit. That's kind of what it was.
You know, that's right. I actually kind of wanted them to go with the Sonic Adventure stories that way, because they actually have a fucking story with all that shit going on. Like,
yeah.
That's the only reason I kind of wanted them to fuck with that more. And that there are that's kind of what I was wondering. Like,
there is more story in those in those games for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's also real people involved in Sonic Adventure. Like,
oh, are they?
Yeah, real people walk around. And,
oh shit! I didn't know that.
Because they are displaced. I think they're not in their fucking universe.
Oh, which is kind of how like Sonic X started.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's why Sonic X borrowed that from Sonic Adventure.
So they may go like that route instead, huh?
Yeah, and the only reason. It's funny because they're there, but like they all know who's there. It's like, I guess, you know, Robotnik, Biggs, Amy, Sonic, and Knuckles and Tails all got fucking warped somehow. We still don't even know where the fuck that happened or when the fuck that happened.
I never watched the series, so I actually don't know either.
Yeah, I always wanted to, but when I watched a few episodes, I was just kind of annoyed with it.
I'm just so caught in my ways of the Genesis and the Archie comics
and the old Sonic cartoons
and the Freedom Fighter Sonic is, and I just, when I see that, it's just completely different than what I'm used to, which is why I've never went ahead and actually watched all that. But maybe I should just give into it to see what it's all about, just so I'm on par to see how well they adapt it if they do choose to go that path.
It's very Sonic Adventure, and then they throw elements of the other Sonics in there.
And I can't play Adventure because it gives me motion sickness too. So
I'm
I
so
can't
sad.
Go
I'm so sad that I should have known that it was going to trigger your motion sickness. I'm really sad you didn't get to play it for that reason, but you know, it's what it is. Anyway, you know, real quick, it's funny because you mentioned Batman and Batman Forever, all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know how they were like, everyone fought for like, yeah, release the Snyder Cut for Justice League, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a new joke campaign going on.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I don't know if I'm pretty sure it's a joke campaign. But fans are doing # release the Schumacher cut of Batman Batman Forever.
Because what the fuck?
I know, bro. It's fucking hilarious.
That's a thing?
Dude, yeah, because apparently in some interview way back in the day, he said, yeah, originally we had a cut that was 170 minutes, and obviously that was too much, so we didn't use it. So now it's funny because the whole Snyder thing going on, there's a group of fans that got this little hashtag going, like, release the Schumacher cut. We want to see the real Batman Forever. And, like, it's pretty funny.
Batman Forever had what villains?
Two-Face and Riddler.
Ah, damn it.
Two-Face and your Animal Crossing guy.
I was going to say, like, if it was a version with Mr. Freeze in it, like, they probably should have cut some of the corny Mr. Freeze lines instead. You know, so
hey, AJ, chill, all right? yeah, those Mr. Freeze lines were hard, dude. It was hard to listen to, dude. Everybody freeze. Yeah. Like, stop it, please. It's almost like he's killing you every time he says it, and you're like, just stop. okay. My turn, right?
I think so. No, you just told us about Batman.
Oh, no, yeah, it's your turn. Sorry.
Oh, my bad. Okay. Back to Avatar real quick. Legend of Korra. So guess who's watching Legend of Korra right now? If you had to guess, a celebrity.
Oh, a celebrity? Mm-hmm. I don't know. No, that's a tough one. I don't know.
Alicia Keys.
So I'm like kind of addicted to this show. I'm loving it. And there's this moment when Korra...
Anyways, I'm not going to go into it.
But... Dude, I'm fucking excited right now, actually. Alicia Keys likes it.
Yeah, Alicia Keys is apparently watching Legend of Korra right now with one of her sons, by the way.
Wait. Important question.
Yes.
Very important question.
Okay.
And it's going to make or break my feelings of Alicia Keys, and I love her right now. Did she watch the first one first?
Last Airbender? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I have no clue.
Oh, my God.
Don't
Alicia,
know.
I'm going to have to... Twitter her. All right, go on.
Like, you better be watching that Last Airbender.
I mean, don't tell me you saw that without watching Last Airbender, Alicia.
Oh man. So I don't know, but anyways, like she's, have you heard her just said right now? She's loving the series right now, and apparently she got to one of the episodes. Apparently it's episode 4, The Voice of the Night, one of the earlier episodes in the first season of Legend of Korra, the Book of Air, where Korra kind of, you know, tries to act tough about the whole, what's his name? I'm so lost for names tonight. I have no clue why. Amon. So Amon's the bad guy. Yeah, Taichi, always right when I figured out. You're always coming in, like, last second. But anyways, yeah, so Amon is the main bad guy, and she's, like, tripping out over Amon, but she's trying to, like, act like she's not scared when really she is. And then she has this talk with Tenzin, and Tenzin kind of, like, you know, helps her realize some shit, asking her to, like, use her fear as a way to, you know, energize her and shit like that, right? And that's the thing that she's talking about there. She's like, yeah, I just love this moment where, and she says, where Korra talks to her father. I was like, when was she talking about her father or that? It's actually Tenzin that she meant. So
she ain't paying attention.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. So, like, okay, you're watching it for some shit, but you're not really watching it, I
her
feel
kid's
like,
watching but... it, and she's... probably she's just catching there. She's catching the cool moments, which Avatar maybe will do that to you.
Yeah,
because I remember I told you how I got into Avatar, which I think might have been how it spread to our group of friends. Was my friend Aaron was just watching it, and I didn't think shit about it. I was like, why are fucking adults watching a Nickelodeon show? That's all I thought. And then as I was randomly watching, the first one I saw was Appa with the sandbender stealing him. And I was watching it, and I was like, this is so emotional. This is so serious, you know? And at the end, when he found out the sandbender sold him, and then he fucking started fucking shit up and getting all mad, I was like, whoa. I was like, this is fucking dope. But, you know, I feel her on that if she wasn't paying attention, because I ignored almost the whole episode except for little parts.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I heard that, and I was like, all of a sudden, I'm drawn in, and I'm like, okay, I want to watch this from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I'm like, I guess that's how Avatar gets a lot of adults, because they think leave it on for their kids. You know?
Yeah, I don't remember how I got into it, because someone asked me about it recently too, and I know it was you and Hose, because Hose is watching it. Might have been separate from you.
I showed Hose. No, you know what? I think it was separate. I think he knew about it separately from me.
I think he already knew about it, maybe already watching it, and then you started watching it. I think you guys were talking about it, and I think also Carla was watching it too at the same time.
No, Carla got into it from us somehow.
From you, yeah, probably from you guys then. Yeah, but I know the three of you. We're already like deep into it and like telling me to watch it. I was like, it's Nickelodeon, really? Is it good?
I felt the same way, bro. I felt the same way. I was like, Nickelodeon? Like, really? Yeah.
But yeah, but she's watching it, she's enjoying it, and she's just like those power moments with those deep conversations, and she's kind of just pointing that out, just kind of like, you know, talking about it. So pretty cool. Like another celebrity apparently watching some nerd shit that we're all into already.
You're welcome.
Everyone's all late on
you're
this.
You're welcome,
shit,
celebrities.
You know
it. All right. Another piece of news.
Yo, dude, imagine if fucking Alicia, like, next hit song has some fucking Korra references and shit like that.
Damn. You know, I'm sure that in some way it's got to inspire her music. Like, you know, like, maybe a song about ideas she heard in there and shit.
Maybe
like,
Swiss Beats come through with a fucking sample from, like, in Korra. Or
damn, fucking Aang. Yeah. Or something like that in the background. Man, all Swiss Beats has to talk in the background. So.
Oh, shit,
elements fucking... on the avatar. Like, you know, you can hear him saying it. That's all I say. Master elements on the avatar. Like, there you go. He's at the hook. Fucking Swiss Beats. Anyway, okay. Other news.
Tai Chi says, though, her mind's going to be blown when she sees the series finale.
Yeah.
The Legend of Korra.
You know what? Actually, I really like the first season and the season with Kuvira.
But remember what happens at the very end, though, right?
Is that the last one?
Yeah, Kuvira is the last one, yeah.
Oh, at the very end. Oh, yeah. I liked that ending. that was pretty crazy. I was like, whoa.
She ain't even there yet.
Right?
She's barely in season one.
It's funny. You know, funny thing about the ending of Avatar is me and AJ were, like, joking about it throughout the whole thing.
Yeah,
like,
we were
just joking, like, oh, yeah, there's a little lady love going on, whatever. And we're like, oh, shit. Like, for real. Like, oh, shit.
Or I would just be like,
yeah. Yeah, we'd always like, oh, okay. And like, it did. Oh,
and
shit.
And it was like, oh, shit.
Well, they meant that.
We were onto something.
We were so onto it. Anyway, I forgot even what I was going to say. We started talking about that. Okay. Oh, Jurassic World. Okay. Did anyone know there's a Jurassic World TV series coming?
Oh, what the fuck? No.
Yeah. Jurassic World TV series on Netflix.
The fuck?
CGI based.
Oh, shit.
And it looks good. surprisingly.
Shit, yeah. That's pretty dope so far.
Camp Jurassic Park.
What kind of parent? That's a bad idea.
What kind of parent sends your kids to fucking Camp Jurassic Park? I mean, it looks fun. I'll give them that. Like, okay. Like, maybe that's what you see on the brochure. But, like, after I saw the brochure, my question would be like, what kind of dinosaurs are there? You know? Anyway.
Yeah, of course they're fucking getting fucking chased by fucking all sorts of dinosaurs.
All right, but so here's the wild thing. People are wondering, is this going to be the first time they kill some kids in Jurassic Park?
I know, I'm about to ask you, like, which one of these kids going to die first? Dude,
okay, so the creator has been hinting that, you know, there's going to be some stakes in this game, in the show.
Yeah, like, you know, flat iron steaks or talking, like, what, ribeye?
I'm talking prime rib.
Prime rib? Shit. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, he's saying, like, but, you know, or kids. Stakes for the dinosaurs, yeah. But you know, he was saying the show is gonna have some like gravity.
September 18th.
Yeah, pretty soon. He's saying the show's gonna have some gravity, some stakes, and people are only interpreting as that. Like, are you saying you're gonna kill the kids?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what else he could mean by that. There's like, okay, there's one camp counselor. It seems like the lady with
and
the picture.
That's who dies.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Maybe that's the one person that dies. Yeah.
And the kids have to fucking venture off on their own, you know, and survive on this island by themselves.
I mean, I don't buy it, bro. We had some fucking logical, super smart, college fucking raised adults getting away from these, barely getting away from these dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I'll buy it if these motherfuckers get away with it. I'm like, you guys gotta die, you know?
I wonder where this takes place. Like, is it before or after World?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't know. But the show is called Jurassic World, so maybe it's after? I like how their subtitle is The Camp is Open.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
So, Jurassic World now? Because originally it was called Jurassic Park, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our trilogy out of that. So, Jurassic World is its own trilogy. So, this is based in that time.
Yes.
So, this is after Jurassic Park and all that.
Did you hear the rumor that Chris Pratt might be the kid that Malcolm was scaring the shit out of in the first Jurassic Park?
But he had a name, Timmy.
Oh, you're right. It was Timmy. That's right. He did have a name. Okay, never mind. I heard a theory about it, but I didn't read it. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. So now you just shut it down. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Jurassic Park.
Maybe that kid's son? No.
Maybe.
That doesn't work.
No, I think that was just the rumor.
Yeah,
like,
maybe it's uncle.
Maybe. Maybe it's Greg.
Oh, shit.
Jurassic Park. Camp Cretaceous. You know, as in, you know.
Cretaceous, like, period.
Cretaceous period. Yeah, I guess, you know, they're clever. It's funny that this kind of coincides with the timing of the park creator game that you told me about.
That shit's old, though. That shit's been out for like 2 years now. 3 years, maybe.
Didn't we say there was a new one they were making?
The park maker thing? No, I don't think so.
Oh, I thought that's what we... Okay.
I just started playing. I played it for one day.
Okay, maybe that's why I thought.
Recently.
Maybe that's why I thought that.
And that's about it, earlier this year. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay.
Like, I completely forgot about it. I could have been playing that shit the whole fucking pandemic, and I completely forgot about that game.
You would have loved it, too. You had a ball. You love making shit. All right, AJ, you got some news for us?
Yes, let's see here. We got...
I got one more, by the way.
I got maybe two more. I got two more. So AMC Theaters had some beef with Universal a few months ago because Universal went ahead and put out their Trolls movie.
Yes, that's right, without telling them, and they made it.
Yeah, and
they
like
made it, digital.
Yeah, AMC Theaters and a couple of other theaters were like, "Yo, like, you're not supposed to be releasing shit, and when you have plans with us, you know, that's kind of part of the agreement."
It's a breach of a contract, yeah.
Yeah, cuz the way this shit works is like, if you're going to put it in the theater, that movie cannot come out in any other format for 90 days.
Very true.
But Universal wanted to get Trolls out there, and theaters were closed, so they went ahead and just put it out as a rental that you can get straight from them. And AMC is like, nah, fuck that. And then kind of cut ties with them. Like, they said at some point, like, yeah, we're never going to show Universal movies in the future now. That's what last happened. That was a few months ago. Now they finally came to some agreements recently. Just the other day, they have reached a new agreement that dramatically shortens the theatrical exclusivity window, meaning that the 90-day window is now a lot smaller. So now they can have it in theaters for a minimal amount of time before releasing it in other formats.
So, but they still have to pay them because it's before the clause, right? Like, that deal was before they made this rule, right?
Previously they had to wait 90 days, and then they can release it in other formats.
No, I'm saying
still have to pay to be in the theater. Like, whatever that whole process is, I don't know how that works, but that's still a thing that still has to happen, I'm pretty sure. But now the agreement that Universal and AMC have made is that they're allowed to have the movies in theaters for about 17 days now. And then after that 17-day period, which is what, like barely 3 weeks, then they're allowed to go ahead and distribute it in other digital formats, but only to rent, not to buy.
That makes sense. Okay, that's
which
fair.
Means you can download it, have it for 24 hours, and then it's gone from places like iTunes or Amazon or even AMC's own demand services. So that's their new window with AMC. Some other theaters I've heard, though, are haven't agreed to any of this shit yet. They're like, how the fuck is that going to be profitable? That doesn't make any sense. But I don't know. AMC and Universal worked out something, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think also I heard, too, was that I think that all those rentals that they end up making, all that digital shit, a portion of it will go to AMC theaters as well. So that's how AMC is going to make money off it after a while. But at least for 3 weeks, though, it'll only be in theaters before all that happens. So this may be a new model for the future. I don't know. We'll see.
This is the future of entertainment. Maybe.
Might be a sort of something for sure. So let's see what happens there.
All right. Actually, I do have two more pieces. I'll tell you. Do one. You do one.
Yeah.
All right. So okay. I'm trying to think about which one. What I should say first. Okay, Joss Whedon.
I know him.
Yeah. He's okay. Yeah. He made. You know, it sucks because he's one of my fucking favorite writers. He's made Firefly. He made The Avengers. Mm. He's made a lot of shit I love.
Buffy, right?
Buffy, Angel. Angel's one of my best favorite shows, top five favorite shows of all time, and that's him. But apparently he's a fucking asshole. I mean, a lot of people have known this, I guess, because, you know, obviously can't keep these things completely secret. But, ever since the whole Zack Snyder and a rebirth of the Justice League movie, Ray Fisher... You know, Gal Gadot and what's his name? What's Aquaman's name?
Fucking
Khal Drogo.
Khal Drogo, yeah.
All right, so Gal Gadot and Khal Drogo they've been lightly mentioning, you know, how Joss Whedon didn't have the best conduct, you know, during the directing time of him taking over for Justice League. But now we have Ray Fisher, who is Cyborg. Who was famously super sidelined from the original story. I don't know if you know, he was supposed to have a really big role in the Justice League movie.
Jason Momoa.
Thank you. Jason Momoa and Gal Gadot have both been like, you know, lightly kind of been airing out Joss Whedon on him being kind of a dick.
Yeah.
Ray Fisher has been building a case and writing down information, apparently, and talking about things.
Oh, we should have just waited for Tai Chi. Damn it.
And checker. We should just do that every time.
Yeah.
And Ray Fisher is fucking pissed. He's like, you know what? It's crazy. Joss Whedon got away with doing so many fucked up things to us that he did. And he starts fucking going into detail, talking shit about him and like how he's just aggressive and mean. And, he said he's been working on this for a long time about how he's going to attack Joss Whedon. And he said, if you have any problems with my comments, sue me for slander. And, you know, that's the first thing these big fucking names do when people talk shit about them, and then, you know, it may not be true, or they can fight it a little bit.
Yeah,
is sue for slander, and you know what? He did not sue him for slander. Also, Joss Whedon was taken off the Comic-Con board because he was supposed to have a block in Comic-Con this past week, and they took him off. This might be the end of this fucker. I really like his writing and all, but you know, if you're gonna treat your actors like shit, that's what you get, dude. Like, or you can treat people like shit, that's what you get.
Yeah.
And it's sad because, like, I was hearing rumors that maybe he was going to do the next X-Men movie, you know, because he loves the X-Men. He's written X-Men comics and he did the Avengers. Like, everyone thought that maybe Marvel would, like, nudge him, like, yo, you want to write an X-Men movie? But, you know, we know how Disney is about morality and shit.
Yeah, that's true, too.
No fucking way they'll hire Joss Whedon now, especially that he's not defending himself. I'm like,
yeah.
Like, so it's sad. It sucks. But I want to tell everyone, even if you like him, fuck that fool. you can't let people treat people.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
What sucks too, is like when someone doesn't come out and defend themselves within a few days, then you know there's truth to all that shit is coming out.
Yeah.
Because even with all like the recent like Evo and Smash Brothers shit that came out a couple weeks ago, some people that were being called out never responded. There's fucking silent on the internet.
Yeah.
Not a thing. So you're like, fuck, that all that shit is coming out must be true then.
And if I told you, AJ, I'm gonna fuck you up because you egged my house, what are you gonna say? I didn't fucking egg your house.
I'm not going to come out. I'm not going to say shit. Because I probably did.
Touche. Yeah, man. So, well, then in that vein, Joss Whedon's making the right decision. But yeah, just keep your eye on the news for what happens to this fucker. Because I don't know if he's going to have a future in Hollywood anymore. Especially with the zero tolerance for abuse these days, which it should be. You know, like the, you know, the Epstein shit going on and all that. Like, dude, no fucking way you're getting away with anything these days. But yeah, I just thought it was interesting. Yeah. I had to bring up awareness to it where I could, even though I love Joss Whedon. I'm like, dude, if you suck, you suck, you know?
Did you have that one about the other dude, too? Because I forgot his name.
Oh, I can't believe I forgot. You're right. I'll bring that up, too. Jeff Loeb, just this week, the actor who played Nobu in Daredevil
on Netflix.
Which I wish I could remember his name. I'm going to look it up right now and tell you before this article's over. But the actor who played Nobu, the super dangerous ninja from Daredevil,
Peter Shinkoda.
Oh, I love you, Steve. Peter Shinkoda came out and made some points about what happened in the Daredevil show and why his character was no longer involved in the story. And apparently it's because Jeff Loeb thought his race of people didn't matter.
Yeah.
He didn't care for them. He didn't think they were important.
Yeah, he says something like, no one cares. Like
about Tunisian people,
about Asian people or something like that. Yeah,
yeah, it was an area of Asia. He's like, that no one cares about that region, you know.
Yeah,
and really sucks. It's obviously not true, and it's fucked up that such one of my favorite fucking villains in all of Marvel, you know, I say that pretty clearly, including the movies. One of my favorite villains in all of Marvel was fucking Nobu, and they just. He just disappeared.
No, he came back, huh?
Yeah, he came back in season 2.
Yeah, he was in a fire, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he actually came back out. That's right.
Yeah, he came back in season 2, and you're like, oh, shit, this fucker's still alive?
Yeah.
And it reminded me of that bald fool from Kill Bill, and I like that. Remember the bald fool? He kicked it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was like, and she kept looking confused, like, dude, I killed you already. Like, yeah. Why are you still fighting? Like, I love the idea for Nobu, because I was kind of like, I kind of got that feel when he came back. I was like, you should be fucking dead, bro. Yeah. Like, and I would have been down for him to do that again in season 3. Mm. And apparently that's what was going to happen. And Jeff Loeb fucking cut that shit out because he doesn't care for that character. Or, yeah, you know?
Sucks.
And it's a more of a burn because, you know, I think we've mentioned on this podcast before that Ike Perlmutter is a piece of shit. He's the guy who fucked up Inhumans, didn't think Black Panther and Captain Marvel would work. He's, you know, a racist, sexist piece of shit, basically.
Mm.
And that's why Feige didn't want to work with him anymore in the Marvel movies. That's why we have that shitty Inhumans show. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I don't like Jeff Loeb, but I never thought of him as a racist, but he runs with Ike Perlmutter. You know, those two are both doing the Marvel TV division until this year. So, fuck those fools.
Yeah, maybe good that it ended.
Yeah, you know, I think it might have to be.
Yeah. And that other fool is the reason why, like, the movie universe didn't connect with the TV universe, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because they didn't want to, like, have to, like, incorporate certain things from the movies. Like, no, this is making our own shit, you know, type of thing. Yeah, so hopefully our thoughts from last episode kind of come to fruition now that they're out of the picture.
Yeah, exactly. And
that they kind of somehow be included in some way, I hope. We'll see. I don't know.
Hope so, too. But, if Daredevil comes back, I hope Nobu comes back somehow. If they end up doing Daredevil on some fucking Hulu or FX deal or whatever they're going
to
do.
Daredevil to be, like, on a roof just chilling, like, looking out for, like, you know, hearing out for, like, you know, crimes going on. I don't know where Nobu drops down the background. Yeah! You know?
With that double blade like that fucker? That would be so fucking funny. All right, AJ.
All right, so my last piece of news. Apparently some fighting game companies are getting together for some big event this weekend.
What?
So some of Japan's most successful and influential fighting game developers and publishers will gather together for a roundtable discussion this coming weekend on August 1st on YouTube. And each of them will be on their individual YouTube channels. So Capcom is coming through. Bandai Namco is coming through.
Nintendo?
Arxis, SNK. Arika, Koei Tecmo. Who else is coming through?
Konami, maybe? Nintendo?
Konami. Konami doesn't do any fighting games.
Oh, you're right.
Now they're all fighting games.
You're right. Konami doesn't do no fighting games. I'm tripping.
Maybe they had, but
in the past,
nothing currently. But yeah, they're all coming through together, and you're gonna have some like exhibitions. I'm pretty sure. Talk about their different games. And just talk about esports as well, the future of the genre. And apparently Bandai Namco has some announcements for their games. Soul Calibur and Tekken 7 gonna have some announcements. probably characters. Yeah, probably characters
Rock?
For Soul. Don't know what they're going to announce for Tekken, because we're not really expecting new characters Tekken, at this point.
Maybe new stages, huh?
Maybe new stages? I don't know. Maybe a Tekken 8?
Shit, I was going to say maybe. Or 7.5.
7.5?
Like, update of some kind.
Tekken 7 Dark Resurrection? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's kind of what I had in mind. Yeah, what I was thinking about, yeah.
But Soul Calibur could definitely use some more characters. Like they haven't capped off. We're not at that point yet. We're like, you know, that's enough characters. So, and yeah, we know there's some more coming down the line pretty soon.
Young dude, I'm still wondering where Young Sung is at. So, you know,
right? Yeah. Also, Arxis is going to have some shit to talk about with Guilty Gear Strive. Also, too, everyone's guessing because Evil just is flat out canceled that this is probably going to be a thing that might have happened anyway through the Evil Online event.
Yeah, they might have just decided that was a good idea. Let's still do it.
Yeah, so they're probably still going to go through with doing whatever they had planned. Capcom is also going to be having their own stream event. Oh, we already talked about that for Street Fighter V, actually. So that's also was supposed to be part of that, I suppose. But yeah, so I'm pretty sure there was going to be a bunch of reveals for like characters and, you know, who knows what else. So all that, since it wasn't able to be at Evo, they're just going to do it all themselves. So they're still going to get all that shit. So I guess this weekend, just look out for that. So again, I think we'll have a lot of cool news to talk about next week as well in terms of fighting games.
Hopefully better than the Comic-Con weekend. It was a weak-ass Comic-Con. Like,
yeah, as far as I know, like, I haven't heard any interesting shit.
Yeah, dude, the New Mutants thing was the only thing that caught my attention. It was kind of cool, but other than that.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything else.
Focus Week, though.
Yeah.
Should I go first?
Pokken Tournament just came out, that free. I just downloaded it right now, too. So I'm going to play some Pokken Tournament.
We're going to play right now.
if you want. I'm not sure how two-player works on this Switch. That's the other thing I wanted to figure out, too. Is like, how does that work? Where are we going this weekend, Steven? So I might have to practice some Tekken.
Yeah, hey, if you want to practice.
Some Tekken tag.
I wouldn't be a good partner for that. I'm so bad at tag. Wish I was good at tag.
Yo, we should do doubles in like tag or something.
We could, right? Can't you?
Or Sam Show? Yeah, that's the game I was gonna do. Sam Show. I was gonna download Samurai Showdown. I was actually gonna buy it, put some effort into it.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
Dude,
we'll see.
I'm down to play with you. I'll be down to learn Sam Show with you.
True.
I'll play that shit.
I'll look into it afterwards. Since I got my since I finished reading my Sonic comic, if I had time tomorrow, maybe I'll go get the next issues. And maybe pick up some Power Rangers as well to read, because I've been kind of itching to read some Power Rangers. And then that's about it, really, I guess. And then maybe get to some of my other Switch games that I haven't touched yet.
And as for me, I'm going to read some new X-Men comics, because I want to get more into the X-Men world, especially as the movies are going to be coming in the next 5 or 10 years. Also, I'm just interested in seeing how they roll. The new suit is cool, but it's so new that it's just different. I want to read old X-Men, so I'm going to read Messiah Complex. Also, more Soul Calibur. I've been playing some of that lately. Starting to get capped off on Splatoon, but like I'm going to keep playing because I've been getting a lot of kills lately. And I like that, so I'm going to keep that up. I also switched to a Luna Blaster, AJ.
Oh, you did?
Fucking fools up, dude. Anyway.
Yeah, I hear the Luna's a lot better for sure. Like, everyone goes Luna.
I didn't think it was because like I like the range in the other one. There was like a good balance when they had power and range. But you know what? The Luna just has so much fucking power. You just...
Fucking, every time I die instantly, like, what the fuck?
It's a Luna.
Fucking always a Luna. Yeah. Always.
There's like a mean-ass sweet spot with that shit that can really fuck people.
Yeah, and some people that fucking play that shit, like, just know it, too.
They know it every time.
Yeah, it's always annoying. Like, I'm, like, dodging someone. I'm like, I'm not gonna get hit. And I get hit, and I'm just dead. I was like, that was one hit.
And you're like, how could that fucking be?
Yeah, and then you see the other character screen, and he has a fucking Luna blaster in hand. It's like, motherfucker.
5 main-ups and shit.
Yeah, exactly. The worst, have you come across these fools yet that have, like, no power-ups?
No?
Like, it's so scary. When you get to, like, S rank and A rank and shit, sometimes you'll see a fool, like, just kill you, and they have, like, you know, the smallest amount of, like, upgrades in their items.
What the
like,
fuck?
Like, one or just two slots.
Because they're working on shit or whatever?
No. It's just max. They don't even fill in the other slots.
Why?
I don't know. It's fucking scary as fuck. Well, I don't know why.
That low-key is terrifying. Like, there must be some fucking... Oh, wow. That's scary.
Yeah. I come across fools like that. It's like, don't even do the 3 slots. Just 1 slot. That's it.
Shit. All right. Anyway. Other than that, I think that's about it. I'm focused.
All right. And
See you next week.
See you next week.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every
Wednesdays.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Auto Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Shout out to Reason for the beat. The end theme.
It's over.
Don't forget to subscribe.